Shabbat Shalom. During Passover, during the Seder, there is this part with the four sons. I think everyone has a good idea. You know, there's the wise one, the wicked one, the one who can't ask questions, and the one whose only question is just, what is this? And there's a bunch of artwork around the four questions. Throughout time, Jews have found this topic fascinating, and there's a lot of different interpretations through art of how to understand this part of the Seder. And one in particular that I've always thought was a particularly good angle is it shows four individuals, and inside each individual is one of the other individuals. Meaning that, in fact, the four sons are inside each of us. Not only do I like this drash, to think that we are both wise, wicked, we are both simple, and just beginning to learn, that all of these things are true, but it's a good model for a different way of looking at the Torah. Another way that we can see the Torah is that each character is not a distinct personality, but a piece of us. That the entire Torah, every story, every law, is inside of ourselves. Every conflict, every tradition, every paradox hides inside each of us. And this week, in particular, hits home for me. We have Moses and we have Korach. Korach stands up to Moses and says, "You failed. I don't want to wander the desert for 40 years. I want to take over. I want to be in charge. I want to win." And Moses says, "Okay, maybe you're right. Let's ask." And they go before God, and God says, "Of course, no, Moses, you are right." But I believe that inside each of us is a Moses and a Korach. And in particular, the time when Korach raises his head, the time when we see Korach, is at moments of failure, of weakness, moments when we are broken. Imagine Moses, leader of the people of Israel, performed the 10 plagues, split the Sea of Egypt, conquered the Amalekites. And then he's told he has to go down the mountain and tell his entire people, "You're all going to die here in the desert, and your children will be the ones to inherit the land." Imagine the weakness he felt. Imagine how much of a failure he must have thought of himself. And at that moment, Korach seizes his opportunity. He dives into those cracks in Moses' confidence and says, "No, I should be leader." And the same is true for each of us. When we've experienced that weakness, then the fear takes root that maybe we aren't worth it. And maybe we have to be self-preserving, we have to look out just for ourselves. And in those moments, we find our selfish sides coming out. I want to be in charge, I deserve success, I want to be best. But this parsha serves as a warning to keep that voice of Moses alive. Moses says, right then, "I don't matter. What matters is the future of Israel. My individual self does not matter. In fact, when God says, I'm going to kill everyone and I'll start a new nation for you," God seems to threaten that every parsha on the side note. And each time Moses says, "Please don't. Please don't." The rabbis tell us that Korach's answer would have been, "Great idea. I'm the best." And our job, our challenge laid down by this week's parsha is to recognize both of those voices inside ourselves and to do our best always to listen to Moses. To listen to Moses inside of us telling us that we matter only in as much as we can make the world a better place. We matter only in as much as we serve our values, as we serve the higher purpose, as we serve God. Shabbat Shalom.